Hey, Jim.
Right. If their iron level is too low, we definitely won't let them donate that day. And right now, this time of year, you know, we see a lot of people with colds and flus. So that can also, you know, affect your ability to come out and donate, because we definitely don't want you to come if you're sick.
All right. Let's talk about this flu thing, because I'm curious about that. So many people are encouraged to go out and get flu inoculations. Mm-hmm. Does that stop you from donating blood?
No, there's actually the flu vaccine. There's no deferral after getting it. Just as long as you aren't experiencing any flu symptoms after you get it, but get your flu shot and go donate blood the next day.
You know, this, I think you really get into a subject here of over time, if you've been donating for any period of time, that the rules have changed. Tattoos, the age in which you can give on the bottom and top ends. We've seen a lot of changes to try to open that door to be a great deal more broader when we welcome people in to give blood. We've really seen a change here over a period of, well, relatively short period of time.
Yeah, we always get different changes that come about due to some of the guidelines we have to follow from the FDA. The statistics are that 38% of the population is actually old enough, which is 16, in the state of Illinois, and medically eligible to give. So 38% of the population can donate blood, yet only 5% actually do. So that's where you see the Red Cross is constantly saying, please come out and donate, just because we have very few people giving when the need is so great.
I had a friend of mine who had a abdominal aneurysm.
Oh, gosh.
Fortunately, it was in the hospital. And at the time on something else when this happened early in the morning. And it's interesting when you've got someone you care for as much as I did this person, and they say, we did everything we could, and we pushed like X number of units in. It's 9, 10, 12, 18, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear these stories too.
Yeah.
And you realize that the importance of this, you know, whether it's an abdominal aneurysm or any of a long list of other items, and it's somebody you love.
Mm-hmm.
You want that to be there, and then only 5% of us, well, I can tell you, a great deal larger than 5% of us have somebody that we love that may need this blood.
Yeah, yeah. You just never know when it's going to be either you or your family member or someone you know that's very close to you that needs it. And unfortunately, The Red Cross, it takes us about 72 hours from when it le- or I'm sorry, 48 hours from when it leaves the blood drive to when it's ready to go out to the hospital, due to all the testing and typing. And then we have to separate the platelets, plasma, red cells out. So if your family member is in a car accident, unfortunately, they don't have time to wait for you to go donate blood for them to save their lives.
Right.
It's the blood that's already at the hospital that's helping that person.
And this is another thing that's changed over the years, that one pint of blood goes farther than it used to. It used to be one pint was one pint, but now we do so much with mm-hmm. with this that we really, you're giving a lot of resources. It's blood, but blood has components.
Yes. Yeah, so the Red Cross likes to say it's the easiest way for you to save someone's life, and you're actually potentially saving three lives, because the red blood cells can be separated out and go to maybe a car accident victim. The plasma can be separated out and can maybe go to a fire victim or a burn victim. And the platelets could be separated out and go to a cancer patient going through chemotherapy. So, yeah, one pint of blood can potentially help up to three patients.
You know, and they did the official rollout in the U.S. military for freeze-dried blood. Dried blood. Did you know that?
Oh, I heard something about that.
It's interesting because it's freeze-dried. It can go mm-hmm. anywhere, any temperature. Doesn't make any difference. All you need is a bottle of distilled water in a couple mm-hmm. of minutes. And, you know, we've done a lot, and my friends in who are Jehovah's Witness, they have done a lot of research when it comes to synthetic bloods and things mm-hmm. along that line, too. There's a lot of work being done here to be able to make this commodity. I hate calling it that.
Right.
It's not. It's more important than a bushel of wheat. Some farmer right now is going, no, it's not. But you get the point. Essential, and when it comes to timing and surviving and keeping someone alive. All right, the blood drives tomorrow. Locations,
yes.
Times.
We will be at the University Mall in Carbondale, the American Legion Hall in Marion.
All right, in the mall in Carbondale, where at?
We will be across, kind of near the Old Navy side of the mall, across from the Buckle. So in that general vicinity.
The Old Navy side's got the parking lot in the back where there's a lot of food parking.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way I think about it. I know which way to go in, through the old place, the food court, and go that way to Old Navy.
Yeah,
so you're right down, and you go down the hallway and hang a left, and you're there.
Yep, there you go. So we will be there. Like I said, the American Legion Hall in Marion, the Chamber of Commerce in Heron, the Davis McCann Center in Murfreesboro, and the American Legion Hall in DuQuoin. From 1 to 6 at all locations.
All right. Do you need to bring anything with you when you do this?
We just want people to have a valid ID with their picture and date of birth on it. A blood donor card could also work if you've donated before. And just come in and make sure you're healthy and feeling well. And, you know, if you've never given before, you can definitely come in and we will, you know, better explain the process to you and let you know if you're eligible or not.
What about calling ahead now?
Yeah, so people can call our 1-800 Red Cross number to schedule an appointment, or go to redcrossblood.org and search River Radio, and it'll pop up with this blood drive. Or we do have an app now for a smartphone. It's the Red Cross Blood Donor app. They can schedule an appointment through that. Additionally, they can do their health history questions online now, the day of the blood drive, in advance to save you some time at the drive.
Good, because that's it. Time is a commodity. Uh-huh. People are time-starved and feel time-stressed during the holidays, all right? So you go on. Let's just say you download the app, mm-hmm. right? You put in the things. You answer the questions. You say, I've got an appointment set for 1:30 this Wednesday. How long are you there?
You know, you can, if you go ahead and do your questions before you come, I would say you can get in and out within 30 minutes or less.
Right. So, and you get a cookie and a t-shirt.
Yes. Yep. We have some really cool t-shirts for this one. They're long sleeve navy blue t-shirts. We don't hardly ever give long sleeve t-shirts out. So it's definitely a cool t-shirt for people.
All right. So it'll help keep the Band-Aid on a little longer.
There you go.
And you guys have skilled phlebotomists too.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, when you go and you give blood, you'd kind of like not to have a bruise up to your shoulder. And I the people that do this with you guys, mm-hmm. they're really good at this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have blood drives every single day in the area. The Red Cross actually needs to collect 14,000 pints of blood every single day to maintain an adequate blood supply in the country. And so we also encourage people, you know, start drinking extra water. You know, this weekend, have an extra glass of water.
Lay off the Christmas iced tea.
Yeah. Eat a good meal before you come, just to make sure you have a good experience.
Jennifer Freeze, American Red Cross. It's really good to see you, and good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.